Donovan Lewis with a headset on.
Hello.
I see Mike Reiner with a headset on.
Well, I usually have one on at this time of day.
Oh.
Well, it's good. I'll take it off if you'd like.
No, it's good to see you again. I was just going to say that. But
why? All you've done all day is just bitch about stuff.
Does anybody in this foursome think that they were pranked yesterday in any way? Could it have been you, Donovan?
I don't think so.
Dan? Danovan?
Nah. There's no way.
No?
Nobody could ever prank me.
Mike, how about you?
I don't think so, but anything can happen.
Let's see who else is in here. There's Jared. There's Eric, our engineer.
It can only be Jared.
How about Killer?
Hey, guys. It's me, your son of a bitch.
You now understand what the whole day has been? He's been a little baby all day, Killer has.
He's
so worried.
He's been in such a bad mood.
I've been in full panic mode all day.
So here's what happened. Last night, before we get off the air, the Killer comes down here, and it's just Mike, myself, and the Killer, I think, at that point. That's it.
Right.
We're the only three in here. It's around, 10 till 7. And the Killer starts cleaning up. And I mean cleaning up around here, picking up every little piece of trash, picking up papers, bottles,
just
anything
you can. Anything that didn't look like it even remotely belonged here, he was grabbing.
And he told me, he goes, look, guys, Eric, who is our chief of staff engineering here, Eric, he got on me about cleaning up the area, and I really think that we should clean up a lot better here. And so can we just help me out a little bit and clean up around here, if you don't mind? I'm like, yeah, dude, sure.
Right, Killer's a good guy.
Of course he is.
Help him out.
We love the Killer. So we start cleaning up, and we're picking up everything. And by 7 o'clock, I swear to God, you could have put raw shrimp on here, and I would have eaten off of it. I would have eaten off this table. I would have eaten off the floor. It was spotless. Shiny windows. I mean, beautiful in here. It was perfect.
He had Windex. He had 409.
Really?
He had spick and span. He had everything.
Yeah, Dustbuster. Everything.
Yes.
This place was perfect. Immaculate. So we leave, and I don't think anything of it until last night after we got home from going out and stuff. And I thought, you know what? This would be a really easy gag to pull on the Killer. So this morning I got here. And kind of early during the Muser show and before Killer got here and Eric was here. And I told Eric, I go, hey, man, told him what happened last night. I was like, it'd be really funny if you got on Killer again, because when you showed up here this morning, the place was a mess.
Like it wasn't clean enough?
Yeah. And Eric was like, man, but it was perfect. I go, I know it was perfect, but don't worry about it. Just say that it was awful just to get Killer's reaction, because he worked so hard at it, and he was worried that Eric was riding his ass yesterday. He even told me, he said, man, Eric's being awfully mean to me today, and I don't really understand why. So
let's get a little Killer reaction here.
I hate everybody. I thought Eric was, like, really royally pissed off at me yesterday.
Right.
It turns out he was just really cranky.
Right.
And then today, when I come in, he goes, can you come out here and talk to me for a second?
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, crap, what's wrong? Like, what did I do wrong this time?
Yeah.
What are you going to yell at me for now? And then...
It's your life, isn't it?
Yeah, he started telling me about the room
we,
messed up.
We have it. We have the audio. He recorded it, Killer.
You son of a... I hate you even more.
I mean, we're not going to pull a prank without audio. You know, there's no fun in that. So, this morning around 10:30, 11 o'clock.
How do you feel you reacted before we hear this? Do you feel you were calm about...
Dude, I dropped a lot of F-bombs in there.
Now, granted, just put this in perspective. When the Musers walked in here this morning, there was nothing.
Like a sparkle, a shine.
Yes, it smelled good in here. It was awesome. So, here is what Eric drops on Killer.
I know we talked about this yesterday. But when I got here this morning, this place, it looked like a bomb went off.
I emptied all the trash that was out of there. I pulled the paper. What else do you want me to do?
What happened?
I straightened up before I left. I cleaned up all the paper that the guys had used. I picked up all the water bottles that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, What are you talking about where the bomb went off?
We came in. There was, like, empty plates of food.
Okay, that's not saying, because that wasn't out there when we went.
There was soda bottles, like, spilled soda all over the counters.
That's definitely not us.
Beer, whatever.
First off, nobody had
beer
in there yesterday. That soda, that one I brought in there, is the first one I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and as of the food things, mm-hmm. we had Subway yesterday, so there's no plates. Yeah. So I tossed all those to make sure that was all out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably empty now, but I took that little trash can, I filled it up twice and dumped it in the trash can down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I straightened up in there.
And unfortunately, some of this soda or whatever was left over on the table got into Craig's computer. And his computer's all effed up now.
Yeah, that...
And he's pissed. Dude, he actually got on the phone with Kat. And...
Yeah, that's not...
And he's dragging Kat into this, and of course it's going to be my ass on this.
Dude, I cleaned up. Mike and Corby can vouch for me cleaning up yesterday.
Okay.
Mike actually made a point. He's like, you have to clean up after me. I go, usually you're not that bad. Don't worry about it. And I just,
usually.
But as you know, on remotes, we always try to clean up.
I always clean up when I leave a remote, too.
Not just remotes, but like in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, for the next show coming in, we'll clean up after ourselves.
Yeah, I cleaned up everything in there.
Okay.
I straightened it up. I cleaned it up. I mean, I don't know where these plates and sodas came from. Because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, the first soda I've seen go in there is the one I just took in there.
Okay.
So that's somebody else going into our room after we... But I thought... How can you get into our room?
Did you lock it?
Yeah. Because you do this thing, right?
Yeah. And then this locks. Up. Yeah. Was it locked?
Yeah. I locked it because maybe I did flip this. I know I did the first night.
Huh?
Did you have... Was it locked this morning when you got here?
No, it was not. It was not.
I'm like, I didn't fuck this one up. I cleaned up.
You yelled
at me yesterday. You think I would leave this place a mess?
Did I yell at you?
Yes, you did. You're kind of an asshole yesterday. I didn't mention the current. I was like, dude, I don't know what it is, but Eric's really bitchy today.
All right, so...
Have you ever heard Killer talk so fast? Like, he never talks.
No, never.
He's like, oh, dude, no, I swear to God, I was in there last night. And you can ask anybody if that was...
So throughout the day, the killer has been, like, on red alert. Like,
well, he's been really weird, though.
I know.
He was not friendly during our show
at
all.
You eat a sandwich, he has, like, a shop vac right by your mouth with the crumbs.
But he was in this
wet
bad mood.
For everyone.
Eric laid into him, and then he felt persecuted.
So we decided to take it one step further once we got here because I acted like that Eric approached me to see whether or not the killer was lying. So this was in our very first break earlier today. Today.
Today?
Yeah. Because when I got here, he goes, did you guys clean up last night?
You remember yesterday I told you that he wanted me to clean up.
Yeah.
Well, I did clean up.
Yeah.
I straightened up everything. Well, when they came in this morning, there was Coke cans and water bottles and stuff strewn all over the place.
From who?
I don't know, but I told him I cleaned up. You can ask Mike and Corby. I straightened up last night. I threw away a bunch of stuff. Mike even asked me if I was always cleaning up after him, and I told him I wasn't. But I cleaned up.
How did Coke cans and stuff get here then?
I don't know. They weren't here yesterday when you guys were here. And I mean, when we cleaned up and I left with you guys.
He said Craig's computer got screwed up because of Coke.
Yeah, there was Coke spilled on the counter down there.
Are you in trouble?
I didn't do anything.
All right, because Kat sent me a text too. Like, what's going on with you guys not cleaning up your area?
Yeah, he asked me when I first got here and I said, dude, because he asked me, remember when I talked to you about cleaning up yesterday? I was like, I did.
Did you lock this room, killer?
Yeah, I thought I did. I mean, I checked the lock before we left. It didn't open. I don't know what else, like...
Oh, no.
I mean...
You gotta lock this door, dude.
It was locked. That's what I'm saying.
Then how did Cokes and stuff get in here?
I don't know. I couldn't open the door after we shut it because I tried. I tested.
Well, who
it.
Has the keys when we leave here at night?
The janitor, security, anybody who works for the Alamo Dome.
All right, I doubt the janitors are coming in here at 11 o'clock at night and throwing a freaking party.
I know. I'm not saying they are. I'm just.
You didn't lock the door, dude. There's no way. If there was stuff everywhere, you didn't lock the door.
No.
Oh, killer. Sweet, sweet killer.
That Mike killer. Disapproving sigh.
Oh, yeah.
You should have had Kat tell him that Killer was going to have to buy Craig a new MacBook.
Oh.
And they were just going to take it out of his check.
Oh.
What's worse is
which
I'm
would probably
over there.
Be about six checks.
I was trying to download audio, and Eric called me to come running back over here, so I'm not very fast to begin with, but I'm
no,
running.
You're not.
But boy, don't sell yourself short.
Everything jiggled as Killer runs straight across the 50-yard line
I'm
trying to get back
to
up here.
Get over here. I walk in here. I'm like, what's wrong? What do they need? He's like, just sit down. They're going to need you in a second. I'm like, okay. I put the headset on. Whose voice do I hear? I hear a cat back there. I'm like, oh, God, I'm screwed.
Well, we toy with you because we love you, Killer.
I don't love any of you.
And you set yourself up. If you would have just been cleaning up in here and didn't say anything about anybody telling you to clean up, I would have never thought anything of it.
It's your fault for cleaning too well.
It is.
I was pissed. He yelled at me. Why'd you yell at him?
Eric did not yell. Eric couldn't yell at anything.
Oh, yeah.
Eric's like the nicest guy in the world.
Right? Isn't he?
No.
All right, we got to go.
All right, Killer. Good for you. It's
thanks,
534 man. Here on the ticket.